Duke and Dow with you in studio. Joining us live over the phone this morning is Tanner Johnson. Tanner, to tell us about the upcoming 11th annual Andy Johnson Memorial Golf Tournament happening next Saturday, July 26th. Tanner, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke and Dow. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. Thank you for taking a couple minutes out of your morning and joining us. The 11th annual. I know we were kind of making a big deal about how it's already been 10 years. Now we're in year 11. Talk to us about the Andy Johnson Memorial Golf Tournament and how it's grown.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we appreciate you guys for helping us get the word out. It's like you guys said, it's next Saturday. We start registration at 8 a.m. We're going to be playing up at the Star Valley Ranch RV course. So start at 8 a.m. and then shotgun start at 9. And lunch and prizes will be provided. So get your guys' team signed up as quick as you can. So we've got a few spots still left. So
still need a few teams. And, of course, all a great cause and memory of Andy. And the money raised goes to to help out some really great people as well. Tell us what you guys use the proceeds for.
Yeah, so we've been super lucky with this, and obviously we know none of this is possible without the love and support of, you know, everyone in the Valley that come and play. You know, we've got lots of guys that come every single year and support our cause. So we've actually, like I said, been very lucky, and we've made a difference over the years. You know, like you guys said, this is the 11th annual, you know, and so just to throw out a few numbers, and like I said, we don't take credit for any of this. This is all on the love and support of our great, you know, place that we're from in Star Valley. But we've been able to raise, you know, we've donated to families, has been around, you know, around the $45,000 mark over the 11 years. And we've been able to donate roughly around 22,000 in scholarships as well. So, I mean, that's a huge number. And like I said, it's been awesome to be part of it and to, you know, to be able to give back to the community. And like I said, this wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the generous, you know, people of Star Valley. So,
you know, Tanner, when you talk about that, you know, you want kind of a legacy, obviously, you know, for the tournament for your brother Andy, though. And when you think, kind of give us an idea of what it's like out there on the course, because obviously, you know, you're having fun with your team and stuff, but I'm sure a lot of Andy stories come up as well. Kind of talk to us about what it's like being out there on this particular day every year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a great time. You know, a lot of the guys that do this year in, year out, we're good buddies of Andy. So we really cherish the moments out there and like the time we get to spend together reminiscing, you know, like you said, bringing up old stories about high school football, you know, whatever the case may be, and all the shenanigans that Andy got into and with all of his buddies. And it's just really fun to rub shoulders and share those experiences and just have a nice, relaxing time out on the, you know, course, enjoying God's creations, you know. So we live in such a beautiful place that no matter what course we play, it's awesome. And it's a great experience to be out there together and sharing, you know, those memories that we have of Andy.
You know, and it's not just as the shenanigans he got in when he played football. The shenanigans didn't stop after that, right? Of course, and then his time as a coach as well. I think some of the most impactful moments that Andy had were late in his life on the field, wearing the coach's hat, and really made some impacts there.
Absolutely, and I think honestly, Duke, that was probably, you know, one of the highlights of his entire life. You know, after getting diagnosed in 2014 with his cancer, to be able to still join the coaching staff under Coach Howell and Coach Young and continue that legacy and to help those young men and, you know, just be an influence for him. And I think he took a lot of pride in that. And like I said, I truly believe that was one of the main highlights of his entire life, was being able to be around those boys and coach those boys up, you know, before he passed in 2017. So
Tanner, what's next for this golf tournament and what are some goals that you might have for the future?
That's a great question. We're, you know, hoping to continue as long as we can keep this thing rolling and have the participation that we have. Because obviously, like, you know, everyone has things come up in their lives, and we've been super blessed to be able to kind of, you know, help out where we can. You know, we don't have all the dollars to help everyone like we wish we could. But the goal is to keep it going, to keep earning some money, you know, so that we can help people in need, and then also help these student athletes at Star Valley High School, you know, continue their education and on to the next level. But truly, our goal is to figure out ways that we can, you know, earn some more money in different ways other than the tournament. So as a foundation, so we created the Andy Johnson Memorial Foundation a few years back. We're a 501c3. We are looking for, you know, other ways to earn and to, you know, basically just round up funds so that we can be a bigger impact in the Valley. So that's the goal. We're trying to figure that out and kind of look at different areas of where we can try to make that happen.
Speaking with Tanner Johnson this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, the 11th annual Andy Johnson Memorial Foundation Golf Tournament next Saturday, July 26th. It's going to be at the Star Valley Ranch RV Resort Golf Course on Muddy String Road. You mentioned, Tanner, you're still looking for a few teams. How can people get involved either as a participant or maybe they just want to make a donation? How do people get involved in this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've posted some flyers over the all around the Valley as well as on our Instagram. So if you can find us on Instagram at AJMF Media, so Andy Johnson Memorial Foundation Media on Instagram, we have our flyer posted there. I've also got it on my personal Instagram as well. But there's a QR code on our flyer that you can scan and you can, you know, you can donate to the cause. You can register your team there. And if you're single and you don't have a team put together, reach out to me. And we can arrange to try to get you on a team. So as we always have a few guys that, you know, can't put a team together on their own, but we can mix and match and make that happen. So if you're wanting to play, let us know. My number is, you know, 307-248-3143. Reach out to me directly and we can make everything happen. So
what if you're not very good at golf?
You know, that's the great thing about a four-man scramble. You don't have to be. So, and we have some teams, it's funny because we have teams from all ranges. We have, you know, guys that are there looking to win it every year, and we have guys that are just, you know, having a great time. And then we have some, you know, beginners, and now our kids are getting a little older and participating in it as well. So we have a varying, you know, degree of talent. So just show up and play and have a good time. That's our biggest thing, is we just, you know, want to come together and rub shoulders and have a great time. So we don't take things too serious there.
Love it. Again, the Memorial Golf Tournament next Saturday, July 26th. You can find those registration details on the AJMF Media social media pages. We'll also post that link on our website as well when we post this interview. Tanner Johnson this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Tanner, as always, appreciate your time. What a great cause. What a great tournament. Encourage everyone to get involved. If there's maybe just one thing you'd like people to remember about Andy, what would it be?
You guys are going to make me cry. just his heart. You know, he had a big heart for everyone. And he always tried to be there for everyone. And I think that showed in his coaching and his love, for the game of football and his love, for the kids that he was able to reach out to. And that was just who he was. He wore his heart on his sleeve and you know, took a lot of pride in that. So I think that's the main thing. And once again, thank you guys for having us on and helping us get this out there and contributing to our great cause and supporting what we do. So we appreciate, like I said, none of it would be possible without our great community in Star Valley and their love and support and donations. So thank you guys, and thanks to the community for sure.
Tanner Johnson and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday, the 11th annual Andy Johnson Memorial Foundation Golf Tournament next Saturday, July 26th. Tanner, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.